arguing. You know, considering that we are discussing the comment letter analysis for the 2010 to 2012 annual improvement cycle in several meetings, and considering also the decisions taken by the board in the December meeting that affect this cycle, we thought it might be helpful to give a short update where we are with the comment letter analysis on this annual improvement cycle. And first of all, to say that in November, the committee discussed four issues: IFRS 8, aggregation of operating segments; IFRS 8, reconciliation of the total of the reportable segments' assets to the entity's assets; IFRS 13, short-term receivables and payables; and IFRS 12, income taxes, recognition of deferred tax assets for unrealized losses. At the November meeting, the committee decided for the first three issues to recommend to the ISB that they should be finalized, subject to drafting changes. And for the proposed amendment to IS 12, the committee decided to recommend to the ISB that the accounting for deferred tax assets for unrealized losses should be clarified. However, the comment letter analysis showed that two further issues need analysis and discussion. First of all, whether an unrealized loss on a debt instrument measured at fair value gives rise to deductible temporary difference when the holder expects to recover the carrying amount of the asset by holding it to maturity and collecting all the contractual cash flows. And second, whether an entity can assume recovery of an asset for more than its carrying amount when estimating probable future taxable profits against which deductible temporary differences can be utilized. The committee decided to recommend to the board that this issue should be resolved, but there was uncertainty whether this could be done as part of annual improvements or whether this needs to be undertaken in a broader project, a narrow scope project, to amend IS 12, and the committee decided to consult the board on that before going forward. In December, the board discussed the issue and tentatively decided that the accounting for deferred tax assets for unrealized losses should be clarified in a separate narrow scope amendment to IS 12. And this is because the issue of whether an entity can assume that it will recover an asset for more than its carrying amount when estimating probable future taxable profit should be addressed in a separate narrow scope project. And such a project would also allow to discuss the approach that an accounting for this deferred tax asset that would be consistent with the approach recently discussed by the FASB. And furthermore, the ISB agreed with the Interpretations Committee that clarifying this issue requires addressing the question of whether an unrealized loss on a debt instrument measured at fair value gives rise to a deductible temporary difference when the holder expects to recover the carrying amount of the asset by holding it to maturity and collecting all the contractual cash flows. The staff will prepare an analysis on the different approaches to account for these deferred tax assets in a future Interpretations Committee meeting. In addition, the board tentatively decided in the December meeting
Peggy Smith
to
have joined the conference.
Amend paragraph 130 of IS 36 to better reflect the decisions taken in the project on fair value measurement that led to IRS 13. And as part of this proposal and discussion, there was a proposal to add disclosure requirements about the measurement of fair value less cost of disposal if a present value technique is included. And one of these disclosure requirements includes disclosure about each key assumption used in this present value technique. And the ISB noted that the discount rates used in a present, one of the key assumptions used in a present value technique is discount rate, and therefore there was an overlap, and the board tentatively decided, therefore, to go forward with the annual improvement on IS 36, the harmonization of disclosure requirements as part of this project. Consequently, we want to discuss at this meeting the proposed amendment on IRIS 2, definition of vesting condition, IFRS 3 business combination, accounting for contingent consideration in a business combination, IAS 1 current non-current classification of liabilities, and IAS 16 and IAS 38 revaluation method, proportional restatement of accumulated depreciation, and IAS 24 key management personnel. This would leave us then with one proposed amendment so far undiscussed, which is the proposed one on IAS 7, interest paid that is capitalized, because this is proposed, postponed with the discussion about agenda item number 12 on the principles for classifying cash flows. So are there any questions on where we are with the 2010 to 2012 annual improvement cycle?
In the way of a status report rather than